Welcome back, everybody. Tamid Yomi Tirov Tadaf Samach Bezim and Bay 62B. And today we get into a bit of a more agadic discussion. We were talking yesterday about this balsam oil, and now the Gemara goes and quotes a pasuk in Amos where the Navi was rebuking the people for ignoring the things that they had to do and instead indulging in various luxuries. This was taking place right at the time of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Says the pasuk Vereishis Shemanim Yimshachu. The pasuk in Amos says that they anointed themselves with the finest of oils. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Zeh Palyoton. This is referring to balsam oil. Now, this interpretation of the brisa is now going to be challenged. Must have Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef objected to this on the basis of the following brisa, because the brisa lists the things that were banned because of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and the brisa says, Af al palyoton gazar Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava even made a decree against using balsam oil. But the Chacham disagreed with him. They said, this is not going to be such a problem. Even though you're right, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, this is not going to be a problem. Yeah, Mar Mishim Tanag. And if you're going to tell me that this pasuk is referring to the balsam oil as an extra indulgence of pleasure that people were using, Amai lo hodula, why did the Chacham not agree with Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava that this should be banned? So Amar Lei, Abaye. So Abaye said to Rabbi Yosef, but according to your reasoning, all of these activities that we're talking about in the pasuk should be asr, hadik siv, but there's a problem because the pasuk also says, Ashosum mizrki yayin, that these were people who drink out of bowls of wine. Rabbi Yami and Rabbi Yasi, and Rabbi Yami and Rabbi Yasi each gave different interpretations of what this means. Charamar kinishkanin, Rashi explains this is referring to a tall glass vessel with two spouts that two people could drink out of at the same time. So this is how people used to drink. Charamar shemizarkin kososem zelazen. One said that it means that they used to throw their cups at each other. Rashi explains this as some sort of like trick that people used to juggle sort of cups of wine between themselves. This is what it was referring to. Chachanami da'asir. So therefore, each of these activities should be usher as well. If you're going to tell me that this whole thing of using the balsam oil is usher, so these activities with the wine should also be a problem. But it happened that Rav Barav Huna visited the house of the Reish Kulusa, v'shasa b'kinishkon kanin, and they drank out of this thing. V'lo amar lei v'lo midi, and Rav Barav Huna didn't say anything, didn't rebuke him at all. So we see that not everything listed in these psukim was necessarily going to be prohibited. So now Abaye finishes. He says, Ella, rather, Kol midi di isbei tanug, anything that involves pleasure, the isbei simcha, and has joy as well. Interesting that there's a difference between oneg and simcha. This comes up by like Hilchos Shabbos. Let's say there's an objective standard of oneg, like eating meat on Shabbos, but let's say people don't like meat. That's not something which is simcha. So we see over here they are being separated. Very interesting idea. So when it has tanug and simcha, when it's pleasure and joy, then goes rabbanan. And the rabbanan made a decree against it. But if it's something that has pleasure but no joy, lo gazru rabbanan. The rabbanan did not make any sort of decree against this. Now the Gemara goes on, continuing to interpret different psukim from that section in Amos. Says the pasuk, Hashofim almitos shein usruchim al arsosam, who lie upon the beds of ivory, stretch out on their couches. So what's this referring to? Amar Rav Yosi b'Rebbi Chanina, malami chayu mishtanin mayim b'fnei mitosein arumin. This pasuk teaches us that they used to urinate in front of their beds while they were naked. Rabbi Abahu said, that can't be the whole interpretation. That's going to be the thing which caused what happens in the following pasuk. Golem, therefore, now they shall go into exile for all exiles. So this is going to be there. Mishum de mishtanim mayim b'fnei mitosei marum. Because they urinated by their beds while naked, yiglu b'rosh golem. So they're going to go into this whole exile because of that. That seems to be a bit harsh just for doing that. El amar Rabbi Abba, what does it really mean? Egu b'nei adam shayu ochem v'shosim zeh mzeh. These are people that would eat and drink together. V'dov k'mitoseim zu bazu. And they would attach their beds together. Machlif v'nishoseim zeh im zeh. U'masrichan arsoseim ishchif hazera she'inan chelahem. Rather, we're talking about these are people who would do wife swapping. And that's going to be the problem. That's really where the issues came up. And that's what caused this major gullus. Now, once we mentioned the punishment of going to the bathroom right by one's bed, we're going to continue on that discussion. I'm Rabbi Abba says, V'amrila b'mas nisa tana, and some say it was taught in the b'raisa. Shlosha dvar mevines adam lidei anius. There are three things that bring a person to poverty. V'egoin, and these are them. Amashtin mayim b'fnei mitaso arum, someone who urinates in front of his bed naked. Umizalza b'netiyas yidayim, and someone who treats the mitzvah of netiyas yidayim lightly. You got to use a lot of water. V'shishto mekalkul so b'fanavin, someone who's cursed by his wife in front of him, that is going to lead to anius. Now the Gemara is going to elaborate on each of these cases. Amashtin mayim b'fnei mitaso arum, someone who goes to the bathroom before his bed naked. Amar Rava says, Lo amran ela d'mahadar ape l'puriye. We only say that this leads to poverty when he turns his face towards his bed while he is urinating. Aval levarai les lamba. But if he faces outward, then there is no issue. Mahadar ape l'puriye nami lo amran ela arava b'mana les lamba. Even when he's going and facing his bed, it's only going to be an issue if he's going on the ground, but if he's going into a vessel, then it is not going to be a problem. The second thing which causes poverty, we said, treating the mitzvah of netiyas yadayim taking it lightly. So Amar Rav, Rav says Lo Amran Ella Delo Masha Yedei Klal. This is only talking about where someone doesn't wash their hands at all. Well, Masha Velo Masha. But if someone does wash their hands, but he doesn't wash them well, less lamba. This is also not going to cause that anias. Now the Gemara rejects it. Says Velav Milsi, but this is not correct. Amar Rav Chista, because Rav Chista says Ana Mashai Melo Chafnai Maya. I wash my hands with full handfuls of water. Vihavului Milo Chafnai Tivusa. And I was given handfuls of prosperity because I washed my hands with full cups of water. Good muster for us. How quickly do we go through Netiyas Yadayim? We got to take our time. Then the third thing we said, Vishi Ishto Mekalkalto Bifanov, that someone whose wife curses him in front of him. Marmarava Aliske Tachshite. This is referring to someone whose wife yells at him because he doesn't get her enough jewelry, doesn't get her enough nice things. Vahani Mili Huda Islay Veloav. This is talking about a person who has the means to get his wife a present but doesn't. That's going to cause Anias. That's going to cause poverty. Now the Gemara goes back to that pasuk that we had in Amos and talks about all of the bad things that we're doing again around this time of the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. Darash Rava Barei Derabi Lai Maidiksev. What's the pasuk say? Vayomer Hashem Yan Ki Gavu Benos Tzion. Hashem said because the daughters of the Jewish people, the Jewish women, were acting in a very haughty way, so therefore they are going to be punished with major afflictions that we will talk about in the Pesukim. So what is this referring to? Shayu Mahalchus Bekoma Zekufa. They were walking, you know, some sort of catwalk. Betelachna Netuyos Garon, and they were walking in a seductive way. Shayu Mahalchus Ekev Bega Betzad Gudal. They were walking their heel in front of the next toe in a very seductive way. Umisakro Seinayim. What does the pasuk mean when they were with gazing eyes? To have a Malan Kuchala Leinayu Umramzan. This means that they would wear a ton of makeup and try to attract the attention of the men. Haloch v'tafof, and they would float as they walk. What does this mean? Shayu mahalchos aruka b'tzad kitzara. So they would always walk with people to try to make themselves look extra nice. If they were tall, they would walk with someone shorter. They would always try to just flaunt whatever they had. Uraglein ta kasna, and with their feet they would put out venom. What does this mean? Amar Rav Yitzchak Debei Revi Ami Malami Shematilos Mor v'afar simon b'nalehen. So they would put this perfume stuff in their shoes. Mahalchos Peshukei Yerushalayim. They would walk around the marketplace of Yerushalayim. Given Shemagios Yitzabachorei Yisrael. When they would go to the unmarried young Jewish guys, Bu'atos Bekarka. They would stamp on the ground. Umatizos Aleim. And they would spray their perfume all over. Umachnitos Ben Yitzhara Ke'eres Bechaos. And the Yitzhara came into them like venom of an angry snake, meaning they got the men in a bad mindset. So this is what it's referring to. But now the Gemara goes through each of these verses and each of these elements of the pasuk and talks about the punishments that they got for this. So my Puranu Sam, so what were their punishments? Kedarish Rabba Barula Vahaya Tachas Bosem Makiyeh. The pasuk says, and it shall be that instead of the fragrance over there, it will be decay, it will be bad. Makom shahayu misbasmos bonasin nimakim nimakim. In the place where they had initially perfumed themselves, it became all gross. Vesachas chagora nikba, and instead of the belt there was bruising. What is this referring to? Makom shahayu chaguros bitziltzol nasa nikafim nikafim. The places where they had all their nice belts and all their fancy stuff, it became full of bruises. Vesachas masa mikshe karcha, and instead of the carved items that they had baldness there. Makom shahayu miskashtos bo nasa krachem krachem. The place where they had all this fancy jewelry, it became full of bald patches. Vesachas pesigil machgores sak, and instead of the belt of sackcloth, that's what the pasuk says. What's it referring to? Pesachim amavin lidegila yu machgores sak. So the place where they would have gladness, meaning that they would have intercourse, so that would be a place of having sackcloth. What does it mean? Kitachas yofi. The pasuk says that instead of the beauty, amarava hainu damrenche chilufe shufra kiva. That in exchange for beauty, they became sores, so it was very difficult then for them to have relations, and different things befell them, and it was a bad time. Now the Gemara goes on with more psukim that describe the punishment of these women. Vesipach Hashem kadkod benos tzion. And the pasuk says that Hashem is going to afflict the heads of these women with lesions. What does this mean? Amar Rav Yosi b'Rav Chanina melamid sheparcha b'hem tzaras. It teaches that they got some tzaras. Ksiv hacha v'sipach, because the pasuk here says these lesions. Uksiv hasam v'laseis v'lasapachas. And when talking about tzaras, it says a similar type of word. The pasuk continues, v'Hashem pasein yareh. The pasuk says that Hashem is going to cause their openings to pour. What does this mean? Rav Shmuel. Chad amar shenishbechu kikiton. So one, either Rav or Shmuel, says that they were poured out like a pitcher, which means they were afflicted with some sort of abnormal blood flow. Or v'chad amar shenasu pischehen kiyar. That their openings, their place where they would have bia, that they would have intercourse, became like a forest. It became very difficult to go and have relations there because it was too much hair, whatever it may be. It was very difficult for them to have relations. But now we spoke about the haughtiness of the women of Yerushalayim, which caused much sin and much punishment. But now we talk about how bad the men were also. So I'm Rav Yudam Arav. Rav Yudam, the name of Rav. Anshe Yerushalayim, Anshe Shachat, tell you. The men of Yerushalayim were also pretty disgusting. They were very arrogant, and they would just talk about very inappropriate things. Adam Omer Chaviro, a person would say to his friend, Bamesa Adta Hayom, what did you dine on today? What did you eat? But they were not talking about their meals, rather they were talking about the intercourse that they had had that day. then a person would say to his friend, so what did you dine on today? Was it with bread that was well kneaded or bread that was not well kneaded? Meaning, was it a besula or was it a be'ula? Biyayin gordali o biyayin chardali. Was it with different types of wine? Was it a white wine or a darker wine? What complexion was the woman that you were with? B'meisav rachav o b'meisav katzer. Was she wider or narrower? B'chaver tov o b'chaver ra. Was she a good companion? Was she good looking or was she not good looking? Amar Rav Chisda v'Kul and Lizinus, and all these questions were about Zinus. They were talking in such an inappropriate way. That's not the way that Jewish people talk. That's what caused all of these bad things. Now the Gemara concludes this section with another narrative about the smells of Yerushalayim. Amar Achva, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Atze Yerushalayim Shalkina Monhaya. The logs that were in Yerushalayim that you were used as fuel were of cinnamon trees. Therefore, when they would burn, the amazing smell would go through the entire Israel. But when Yerushalayim was destroyed, these logs were hidden, these cinnamon logs, and only a piece the size of a barley grain remained, and they were only found in the storehouses of the queen. So Marshal explains this isn't referring to Tzimtzumai, it's referring to the storehouse of Hashem the king. So only a little bit was found in Mitzchem when the Geula comes, Yerushalayim is rebuilt. We will get to see what this was like. This is Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis, talking about the Agadita, talking about the various things that we did wrong, the extra indulgences, how we have to make sure to act like Ovdei Hashem all the time. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.